Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ah, somebody likes William Shatner and would kiss them as their choice of being kissed. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, William Shatner was, I didn't watch a lot of Star Trek, but yeah, I get that. I'm a big Viggo Mortensen fan and Michael Fassbender fan. But this is interesting. One of our callers is curious about keeping their kids out of school and what damage that could be to their kid if they let their kid go to school or keep their kid out of school for the time being. So, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth on what's been going on with COVID. Even though the UK appears to maybe have peaked and now cases are dropping, which is fantastic news for us, although we can't really bank on it. Twitter is closing their New York City and San Francisco offices. Many people are, you know, starting to mask back up. We have mask mandates and there's a lot of push for vaccinations and school is starting in a few weeks. So one of our listeners who wants to be anonymous doesn't want to take the kid back to school. And mind you, you know, parents have been accused of being crazy and accused of being, all sorts of things. But I got to admit, you know, if a parent is worried about their child's health, it's a beautiful thing. It might not be in complete alignment with what the CDC wants, you know, in terms of vaccinations or things like that. But I get how a parent is that kid's advocate. And so I would hold off criticisms of somebody who actually loves their kids so much that they want to educate themselves on risks and benefits. I mean, we want all parents to make sure that they're doing the best choice possible for their kids. So in terms of kids going to school, we quote unquote look at the science, which by the way is probably one of the most, overspoken statement, look at the science, and now isn't really holding as much water as it used to because people have been wielding the science. But there has been multiple studies as well as multiple examples of kids not doing well if they're not in school. They're not learning as much. They're not growing emotionally. But they're not dealing with a lot of the trials and tribulations that we have to going through school. And it's a different upbringing. What we don't have a lot of science on is what this virus does long term to a child. And so I get the conflict. If this was just a cold coronavirus, I'm like, look, get the kid back to school, which I still do support, get these kids back into school and being around others. But on the flip side, if this really was tinkered with, or even if it wasn't maliciously tinkered with, a virus being in a lab for a period of time will evolve. We don't really know if this virus does have long-lasting effects. We hope it doesn't. We hope it doesn't cause cancer. We hope it doesn't cause brain damage. We hope it doesn't cause fertility issues later down the line, puberty issues. We don't believe it does, but we don't know. So when a parent tells me, I don't want my kid to get coronavirus, they're not wrong. I mean, I don't want my kids to get coronavirus, but that's why I vaccinated them. I mean, it had to be their decision, and they did make the decision to move forward. They're big boys, so I can't drag them by the ear like, you know, I used to. You know, Mama, I used to be able to kind of control them by just kind of growling, right, like a cougar. I'd be like, and, you know, because they'd be doing something to mess around and would be in public, so I couldn't yell at them, what the heck are you doing? So I'm like, and then no, then no, mom was mad and not to do that. And people would look around going, is there an animal? Is that a dog? And they wouldn't know that a human made that sound. Yet my kids would know, oh boy, that's mama. And, you know, because usually mommies make a look, but everybody could see the look. But if you go, nobody knows. Look, I had to improvise. I have two boys. Raising two boys is not easy. So, and they did. They turned out to be good boys. So, to answer your question, can you homeschool for another year? So you would be basically already at the year and a half mark by September. I think the kids will eventually be fine. I think a lot of the kids are behind other countries. Well, we've been behind other countries anyway. I mean, a lot of our curriculums now are very spread out. I mean, you know, it's not like the math, you know, the basics. Now there's a lot of, you know, other things that they learn, you know, including critical race theory. And, you know, I think it's important for kids to learn about racism and identify it and, you know, learn how there are some things they could be doing that could be construed as racist, because there's a lot of adults that didn't get the memo and don't realize that they're saying things or, you know, having, you know, I don't know, you know, pictures of things that aren't, I mean, the okay sign. We don't do the okay sign anymore. Because the okay sign, right, like Eddie Murphy did in Beverly Hills Cop, the okay sign is a sign of white supremacy now. So these are things that everybody does need to get the memo. But kids, I think, are behind other countries in terms of math, in terms of reading, and also in terms of language fluency. Most kids in America only know one language. Excuse me, that's ridiculous. All right, other kids are bilingual, at least. Why aren't our kids doing that? You know, why aren't our kids learning how to exercise and take care of themselves? They only have PE 2 or 3 days a week. Why aren't they learning how to work out in a gym, how to hike, desert survival, CPR, self-defense? There are so many things these kids need to learn. So my answer is, you know, if your kid isn't in school, yeah, they're going to fall behind, but I'd like to know what you're substituting for that. If that kid is getting their math and their history, and they're excelling on tests, and they're around other kids, and they're doing group projects, you know, because I really think it's important to learn as a group. You know, I think the kids are all going to turn out okay, but I would prefer them being back in school. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a report has come out, a study, I believe out of Harvard, that for every three Americans, we produce enough carbon emissions to kill another American. And we have been hearing for the past year and a half how much we have the potential to kill our fellow Americans. It's a very emotional statement. And it's not a very easy one to hear. And I don't want to be accused of eating a hamburger or farting and it killing somebody, okay? I really don't want to think I caused the death of somebody because I had a quarter pounder. But, according to the study, new research builds upon the, quote, social cost of carbon, a monetary figure placed upon the damage caused by each ton of carbon dioxide emissions, and assigning an expected death toll from the emissions that caused the climate crisis. Now, this analysis is being reported by The Guardian. It draws upon several public health studies to conclude that for every 4.34 metric tons of carbon dioxide pumped into the atmosphere beyond 2020 rates of emissions, one person globally will die prematurely from the increased temperature. Okay, so you're not necessarily killing Americans, but you're killing somebody else on the globe. Not that that's okay. The additional CO2 is equivalent to the current lifetime emissions of 3.5 Americans. Adding a further 4 million metric tons above last year's level produced by the average U.S. coal plant, they say, will cost 904 lives worldwide by the end of the century. On a grander scale, eliminating planet heating emissions by 2050 could save 74 million lives. So, there was a landmark study at Harvard showing air pollution caused by burning of fossil fuels is also directly killing people. So, this particular research was published in Nature Communications, and they say it illustrates the vast disparities in the emissions generated by people's consumption in different countries around the world. And it says it takes 3.5 Americans to create enough emission in a lifetime to kill one person. It could take 25 Brazilians or 146 Nigerians to do the same. So basically what they're trying to say is Americans are more deleterious and more damaging to the globe than other countries, Nigerians, Brazilians, etc. Now, I would think, all right, because I love trees and I love the Brazilian rainforest, I would think somebody screwing with the rainforest or lighting a fire and killing off trees that's producing a lot of our oxygen could be damaging. But right now it's all about how America's the bad guy. So I have a very, very tough time with the narrative that we keep being told that we're going to kill other people, we're going to kill other people. Because at the same time, you have to look at what was surrounding that. You know, we talked about this with COVID, with the masks and with the vaccine, and everybody was told, do your part, get the vaccine, wear the mask, do your part. And as much as, you know, I'm a doctor, so I like to do my part. I like to, you know, every day, I can't go a day without knowing I'm doing something for a charity or doing something altruistic, because I feel like if God gave me my life, I need to do something. But on the flip side, you can't take away a person's business. You can't take away a person's ability to pray at their church. You can't take away the person's liberty to breathe and have something on their face and then turn around and on top of that, go and do your part. We have made a much more selfish society. And we have made people become more huddled, more to themselves. We have divided the country. We have divided people. And we're seeing political figures blame, right? Those who have been unvaccinated blame the anti-maskers. Right? Somebody who's having trouble breathing or an anxiety disorder, maybe because of long COVID, is now protected by the ADA to not have to wear that mask. So Biden already gave them a pass. So don't call them anti-vaxxers or anti-maskers, because now they have a pass under the ADA to not have to be forced to do something that COVID caused them to suffer with. So, but I don't think everybody got the memo. So, you know, this idea that my waking up and my living my life, being a broadcaster, being a journalist, being a doctor, being a mom, being an American, is causing the death of somebody else, is not a very easy reality. Now, mind you, I know we're killing insects. I know a cow died for me to eat that burger. A chicken died for my chicken salad sandwich. A cow's boobie had to be squeezed to get the milk to make the cheese. I mean, I don't want anybody, I leave me alone. So, I mean, I get that in order for me to have the luxuries that I've had, it caused pain and suffering. Well, I've never been a cow that's milked, but my guess is milking an udder or booby or whatever it is not very comfortable. My mom, I mean, I had to tear through her vagina to get out, right? You know, when I was born. That's that, you know, I mean, we all are here because of pain and suffering. That's why we're here. You know, my family had to escape the Holocaust and had to go through unthinkable, you know, sorts of trials and tribulations in order to stay alive, in order then for me to be here. Our medical science, so much of our medical science came from experimentation on animals and humans. So we're looking at the carbon emissions from our carbon dioxide outputs. So does that mean our Olympic athletes are bad guys? Does that mean that they have to be looked upon with an evil stare because of all the carbon emissions they're giving out when they're running and jumping and, you know, because they're breathing heavier and they're exercising, they're using more lung volume than we are? So at some point, we're going to have to change the narrative of the blaming and the making people feel guilty, because it only works so far. You know, we're going to be talking about next how a lot of people aren't donating to charities. Our charity numbers are going down. It's actually a lot fewer people that are really putting most of the money in. Whenever there's a Superstorm Sandy or a hurricane or whatever, you know, you'll see people jump, you know, right away. You know, and they, but then it, after a day or two, the majority of the people, they just kind of go back to their life. Which means if you want long-term changes, right? People exercise less, I guess. People breathe less. People use their car less. I mean, you know, I mean, if you want people to fly to Africa to help, they're going to have to use a plane. Are you telling them not to fly and not to volunteer? Doctors Without Borders need to get there somehow. You know, yeah, at what point, what is the message you want? If you want everybody to stop eating meat, then it's probably not going to happen. But don't do the blame game. Don't say, look, you know, you're going to kill somebody in Africa. You could say, look, you know, we're having an issue where we don't have enough meat. This is what happens to a cow when they're killed for your burger. You know, maybe you want to cut it back a little bit. You know, it's just this guilty feeling we have, just like with the vaccine. When you're telling people you got to do your part, you got to get the vaccine. All right, I got the vaccine because I think it protects me, and I do believe I'll have less of a viral load to others. I still think I could spread it when you're vaccinated. But, you know, yeah, I feel like I did my part. But that's not really why I took the vaccine. I took the vaccine because I've seen people die of COVID. It's horrible. So I got the vaccine. But when you tell people you have to do your part, you have to be an American, you have to, okay, that might work with a draft, and that might have worked in World War II. But when you have people that are kind of looking at, you know, look, my America isn't there for me. My America is calling me racist. My America is telling my kids that they're racist. My America is telling me that I am evil, that I am, you know, obstructing others from reaching success, that I am spreading COVID, that my trying to feed my family and employ workers is a bad thing and not a good thing. You're starting to jade them on what they're supposed to do that is being good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $10,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vaccination requirements are being issued for all federal and New York State employees. President Biden expected later today to outline a COVID vaccination requirement for all federal workers. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo is requiring all New York State workers to get the coronavirus vaccine by Labor Day or submit to weekly testing. This as governors across the country are continuing to implore folks to get vaccinated. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson telling Fox News,
I just encourage everybody in the state and across the nation, talk to a doctor, talk to a health care worker, try to get some of the other clutter out and make a decision for you and your family. I think that's the most important place people can go to get information.
That's great. Pending home sales falling in June, the National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped 1.9%. You're listening to USA Radio News. As record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration is having second thoughts regarding a policy reversal.
The Biden administration is reportedly reconsidering its plan to lift restrictions that kept migrants from applying for asylum at the southern border to fight the spread of COVID. The White House was expected to lift Title 42 this summer, but after the recent rise in new infections due to the Delta variant, Politico reporting that the restrictions will stay in place for now. The administration was expected to begin to loosen the Trump-era restrictions at the end of July. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Today marks an important deadline for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Those who had been previously diagnosed with an illness related to the 9/11 attacks that was certified before July 29, 2019, have until today to enroll in the fund in order to receive a potential payout. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the number of Americans giving to charities declined to 49.6%. And I find the donation part of things very, very fascinating. I know it might be like, why are we talking about, donations and charities? We got bigger fish to fry. Because it is a huge indicator of the economy. It's a huge indicator of people's psychology, of how people are thinking, where we're turning on things. And when I saw people turn on each other and turn people in for masks and not social distancing, you start to wonder how charities that rely on people's altruism are going to survive. So they say the number of American households donated to charity fell to 49.6% in the year 2018, down from 66% in 2000. Now, this is before pandemic it fell. Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy, which publishes the study every other year, it uses a nationally representative survey that tracks the giving patterns of more than 9,000 U.S. households. The study shows that 66% of U.S. households donated to a charitable organization in 2000, the study's first year. But by 2018, that number dropped down to 49.6%. The study measures donations to charitable organizations, but it doesn't necessarily track donations through other means, like giving somebody that you see homeless on the street, you know, some money. They say younger audiences tend to donate to informal crowdfunding campaigns rather than an established organization. The study also doesn't measure donations made through goods or services. So, you know, it's not the most comprehensive study, but I'm telling you, as having worked with charities and having done fundraising for the last couple decades, huge differences. Huge differences. And it concerns me, but it doesn't surprise me in terms of people's behavior. Now, I'm not saying if you don't donate, there's something wrong with you and you're mean and all that. I'm not saying that. But seeing the change of somebody who donates, right, on a regular basis to a charity, is committed to them, believes in them, seeing that drop or be taken away is an indicator of something. Now, could it be that many of them were traditionalists or baby boomers, and they aged out, and they don't have now the income, or they passed away? Is it that baby boomers donate more than millennials or Gen Zs? I don't know, because again, I really see the crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is where somebody has a GoFundMe page, and then people put money on there, or a Facebook fundraiser. But again, most of the people that donate, I see are the older people. I don't see a lot of younger people do that. And I'm friends with a lot of younger people. So one is it just older individuals are more into that, I'm going to send a random check to a charity. All right? And it's going to work. Because that was the old school style donation. Or I'm going to bring food to a person's house or baked goods or that kind of thing. Millennials do things differently. It's the crowdfunding. It's Facebook, social media sort of things. Isn't that people might have taken in a lot of the bad publicity that they're seeing with these charitable organizations and CEOs making millions of dollars going, why am I scraping together all this money for a CEO to make $2 million? I thought my money is going to the flood victims, per se. Now, you and I know that there are administrative costs. Whenever you do try to establish a charity, the government does allow, I believe, 35% of funds coming in to help the administration costs. You need somebody to answer the phones. You need somebody to deliver the goods. You need, you need a building. You need a mail address. You need to pay rent. You need office space and office equipment. And so it does cost money. And then you need somebody to manage. And if you do have employees or volunteers, you need somebody to manage those. So there are payroll costs. I mean, these are things that are taken into account, but I don't think you could go over 35%. So, I mean, the average payroll, my medical office, the average overhead for my medical office, 50-60%. I was able to limit a lot of that because I did a lot of it myself. But still, when you're a doctor, your Band-Aids are like three times the price of what you could get at Walmart. So I would go and get stuff at Walmart then. I mean, I'd get Band-Aids. A Band-Aid's a Band-Aid if it's in a sterile package. So so it could also be that some people are thinking that, a lot of these companies – They make a lot of money. So, you know, why am I scraping stuff together? Is it that many people feel like, look, I need help? You know, and I'm going to be facing, you know, issues. And now, mind you, 2018, we didn't have a lot of the you know, riots and, you know, building destruction and COVID and, you know, COVID aftermath and unemployment and all that. 2018, the economy was pretty, was getting up there. But I remember 2018 was kind of a rough year for me. A lot of my friends were getting sick. There was a lot of, you know, just, you know, a lot of sad things going on in people's lives. And so it probably wasn't a good year. And maybe that year people were like, you know what, I'm just going to take care of myself right now. It's going to be about me. Simone Biles did something that I thought was extremely courageous, and I support her move for pulling out of the team final and the all-around, because it's dangerous to throw yourself off a vault when you're not feeling it. People have become paralyzed, and people are supporting the I'm going to take care of me. But implied in that also is it's going to be about me right now. You know, I don't have to win. You know, I don't have to, you know, represent America. I don't have to do for others right now. Let me take care of me, which I support that. But other people are looking upon that as, okay, you know what? Now it's about me. Selfish. But I, you know, we, when it does come to mental health, when it does, you can only do so much for other people. And, you know, as a doctor, I feel like I put in my dues, but I never feel like I do enough. Every day I have to feel like I'm doing something altruistic because God gave me life, and I feel like I owe the world something. I do. But is it always in the form of money? No. There's, you know, there's so many things you could do. So, you know, a lot of people, they do the pay it forward, where they're at a fast food, and they go, you know what, I'm going to pay for their meal behind me. And you hope it's only a coffee, right? You know, but a lot of people, apparently somebody did that where it started, I guess it was like 35 cars or maybe 100 cars, where somebody said, you know what, I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to pay for theirs. So when the person came up, they go, well, then you know what, I'll pay for the guy behind me. And then the next one came up, going, well, you know what, I'll pay for the guy behind me. And it actually went, you know, a long time. I don't know how many cars in total, but it sure made people feel good. You know, that they got something they were expecting to spend that money. Now, some of them were probably like, well, that's awesome. Well, that's really sweet of them. You know? And then they drive off, which is fine, too. It's nice when somebody, you know, does something nice to you, like a tip. I love it when people leave a good tip. When I waited tables, that was, like, really, really cool. Yeah, it was charitable of them. You know, I'm trying to work my way through school. They thought I gave good service, and they gave me a really good tip. I loved it. If we have charities that are going to be struggling financially, then a lot of the great work that they do is going to then struggle. Many volunteers work for these charities, but these charities still need to be able to financially function. And so it is a concern when we don't have the steady flow. And if the younger populations do altruism differently, it's still beautiful what they do, but it's not the typical old school sort of, I'm going to drop a check in the mail, then it's, we're going to have to redefine, you know, how these charities are able to work and do what they need to do. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today marks the last day that two eligible groups of people can register with the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund based on previously diagnosed illnesses related to the September 11th terrorist attack on the World Trade Center. Families of 9/11 survivors who died before July 29th, 2019, to an illness resulting from their exposure to toxins at ground zero, as well as those living survivors or first responders who have been diagnosed with an illness related to the attack and have been certified by the World Trade Center Health Program, the WTCHP, must register with the VCF before midnight tonight. They say, we're really imploring everyone to file as soon as possible to basically make sure you don't miss out on the compensation that the government is providing. That's according to Andrew Ansbrough, who represents more than 20,000 active and retired firefighters as president of the New York City Fire Department. So registering to file a claim and filing a claim are two different processes. They said the registration process ends tonight for those two classes of people who lived, worked, or went to school below Canal Street in Lower Manhattan between September 11th and May 30th, 2002. But VCF expert Nick Papain represents more than 3,000 9/11 first responders and civilians stricken with World Trade Center health illness, said he's getting calls from clients, first responders in particular, who were certified for a particular illness over 2 years ago, but didn't realize that the register for the VCF is separate and apart from enrolling in the WTCHP. This is the problem. People are not getting the memo. So the WTCHP helps survivors certify certain illnesses like the cancer, respiratory conditions, as being linked to 9/11 toxins. Survivors with 9/11 related illnesses and family members of those who died of 9/11 related illnesses have 2 years to register with the VCF from their WTCHP certification date. Those who died less than 2 years ago, therefore, have 2 years from the date of death to register. Even though they can't register, somebody has to for them. So there's been a lot of confusion with the registration and the filing process, and some of you might be saying, how does somebody who had an injury from September 11th, you know, be 20 years out and not have already taken, you know, action? Well, remember, many people were fine, but then they came down with cancer. And so if somebody came down with cancer 20 years after September 11th, and that we're going to be coming up on the September 11th, sadly, the 20th anniversary of it, then if they were diagnosed with cancer a month or two ago, it's definitely a tricky, confusing topic. So Ansbrough, first fire as a New York City first responder, ended up being the 9/11 attack. He and members of his battalion spent weeks digging through the rubble, trying to locate fallen Lieutenant Robert Nagel. One of the firefighters who was with me, who actually retired due to burns on his legs, he was there digging for weeks with us. He actually passed away 2 years ago, but he was not registered. And because he was not an active firefighter, it was very hard to get his claims in because the paperwork wasn't done. So the illnesses survivors contract, the severity of those illnesses will determine how much support they or their families get. So Ansbrough said, get your claims in now before it's too late. They say the total number of people who count as 9/11 survivors who lived, worked, went to school below Canal Street between the aforementioned dates, that year period roughly, or the 9 months, is around 100,000 people. About 220 New York firefighters lost their lives due to September 11th related attacks. By the end of 2020, the Victim Compensation Fund awarded nearly $7.76 billion to more than 34,000 people. But again, there's 100,000 people that might be eligible. So the fund was created in 2001. Reactivated in 2011 when President Barack Obama signed the James Adroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act of 2010. Now, the fund began to run out of money through the years, so President Donald Trump in July 2019 signed the Never Forget the Heroes. And so there's a permanent authorization of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, which extended the VCF claim submission deadline to October 1, 2090. And allowed for the appropriation of such funds. So if you have the medical certification, you only have 2 years after that to apply. They probably have to work with that a little bit, especially since a lot of people didn't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you are landlords, and a huge shout out to any of you guys that have not received rent, right? or received under assistance for the past 16, 17 months and kept tenants in their homes with a roof over their heads. I mean, a big shout out. I don't know how you guys did it. Well, relief is supposed to be available, but it's a little tricky. In Nevada, the Governor Sisolak was talking about how the CDC eviction moratorium is being lifted, I believe, as of this weekend. So, many states have funds to help provide, protection for tenants. Landlords are going to receive this money for the tenants. Rather than giving tenants money and they spend it, if the tenants apply for that assistance, then that money goes to the landlord. If the tenant does that, then the tenant will not be evicted this weekend. So, Governor Sisolak said, in order for a tenant who's struggling to pay rent to protect themselves, there are certain steps they need to take, but soon. At the beginning of 2021, Sisolak signed legislation that extended the CDC's expiring eviction moratorium in order to protect Nevadans affected by the pandemic from eviction. But that expires, the extension expires in 2 days. So, the moratorium expires this weekend, and he encourages everyone to get a vaccine. But for people who are still unable to pay the rent come August 1, rental assistance is available, around $36 million in federal funds. He says, I want to be clear, if you are a renter, you must apply for this assistance. In order to be eligible, you'll have to prove that you've been financially impacted by COVID-19, meet certain income requirements. Under the new legislation, a pending rental assistance application will pause or delay eviction until that application has been processed. Once approved, the funds will go straight to the landlords. So Sharon Chambers, president of Home Means Nevada, said we are trying to ensure that no rental assistance application goes unprocessed and that no funds are left on the table. But here's the kicker. If you're a landlord, you can't directly apply for the funds. You need your tenant to apply first. Now, many landlords and tenants have very strained relationships because the landlords didn't get money. Even though tenants might have had unemployment assistance and all that, many tenants, you know, I can understand there's been some, you know, a lot of hardship, did not necessarily pay rent or partial rent. So the relationship between both of them is very, very strained. And as you see, many tenants, when they do leave the house or apartment, they leave it wrecked. So how many tenants are going to say, you want to know what? I really want my landlord to get their money, so I'm going to do the application. Mind you, many landlords are still going to evict people because they want a tenant who can pay. And so many people are going to be kicked out anyway because landlords feel like they did them in when they could have at least paid something. So they're going to want to make sure they get one of those tenants that paid, because there were a bunch of tenants that still paid throughout the pandemic. Landlords want those guys. So if somebody's tenant, you know, doesn't apply, a landlord can then later apply, but there's still that delay. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.